you took Philosophy 218 with Professor Grosskopf last year, didn't you?
Yeah. That lady's just too much. I thought that the class would be sort of dry, but she used every technology trick in the book and really made it come alive. I have to say it was one of the most interesting classes I've ever taken.
How'd you do?
Oh, you mean my grade? Well, that's another story. I got a C, but so did almost everybody. She really loves her subject and puts a lot into the lectures. The downside is that she expects everybody to work as hard as she does. I think there were only 2 A's and 4 B's in a class of about 20 people.
And besides the grades, I mean, you made her sound really good. And I need to take a 200-level philosophy course next semester. The problem is I've also got some other classes lined up that are going to be, they're going to take a lot of work, so...
Hey, if you want to get a good grade, take 246 with a good old Schlafmutze. He gives an A to anybody who survives a semester.
Yeah, I've heard about him. Is he still around? I thought he had retired.
I think this is his last semester. He's won 3 Nobel Prizes for most boring lecturer and is guaranteed to solve any insomnia problem that has ever existed.
That bad?
As far as I know, the only people who take his classes are those who are desperate to boost their GPAs. From what I've heard, by the time the lecture is over, nobody even knows what he started to talk about, including him.
Yeah, I mean, I've never made the dean's list, so I suppose an A couldn't hurt. Yeah, but on the other hand, I'm really interested in philosophy, and I'd like to take a really good class where I learn something.
Whatever, but if you decide on Schlafmütze, don't say I didn't warn you. The students discuss a problem that has 2 possible solutions. Describe the problem, then state which of the 2 solutions you prefer and explain why.